خطاه ثابتون أصلنا وجه الله سويا حيث كان العدل نكون
يا من ملأت الأرض حبا وسلام وعلى نهجك سار المؤمنون يا من دعوت الناس بخير الكلام دين حنيف له وحيد
كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. إذا مات الميت فحقه إكرامه والصلاة عليه ثم دفنه. أين يدفن؟ أين يدفن المسلمون موتاهم في بريطانيا؟ لا يجوز أن يدفن المسلم مع غير المسلم في مقبرة واحدة. أكبر مقبرة للمسلمين في أوروبا موجودة هنا في بريطانيا وتحديدا في شرق لندن. هل منحتهم إياها الحكومة أم أنهم بجهودهم اشتروها؟ هل يحتاج أهل الميت إذا أرادوا أن يدفنوه أن يدفعوا مالا؟ ولماذا يدفعوا هذا المال؟ مررت ببعض القبور فرأيت عليها ألعاب أطفال، لماذا وضعت؟ بعض القبور عليها زهور، لماذا وضعت؟ كيف يحفرون قبورهم؟ هل هناك أنظمة هنا تلزمهم بدفن الميت في تابوت؟ وكيف يستطيعون يتعاملوا معها؟ تعالوا معي ندخل إلى أكبر مقبرة في أوروبا لنتكلم عن المقابر وحال المسلمين.
حكمة بالغة، وعدله هو الصواب الذي لا اختيار فيه، وهو الغاية التي ليس وراءها غاية. والخوف من الموت خوف من الحقيقة القادمة. فاعمل لهذا اليوم فإنك ملاقيه. لا أحد منا لديه علم بيوم موته ولا بمكان موته، بل لا أحد يعلم كيف سيموت، لكننا نعلم جيدا أن الموت آت لا محالة.
عندك مقبرة anybody want to put his father or mother or he read this form ها اشهد ان لا اله الا الله، يعني هو يشهد ان هذا المتوفى مؤمن بالله، انه يشهد ان لا اله الا الله وان محمد رسول الله وان محمدا عليه الصلاه والسلام هو اخر نبي، حتى ما يقول واحد والله انا من الاحمديه الذين يرون ان هناك يعتقدون هناك another prophet after prophet محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وايضا عن الصحابه الكرام اؤمنوا ان ابا بكر
وعمر وعثمان وعلي هم خلفاء الراشدون.
ما شاء الله. Can you read it in English, please?
I solemnly confirm the deceased died as a Muslim and believed in the oneness of Allah. Absolute finality of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No prophet will be born after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Four rightly guided khalifas, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Uthman and Ali. They are the khalifa or خلفاء الراشدون. Unreservedly accept the authority of the Quran and Sunnah.
What about this, brother?
These are all the rules and regulations so that we as the trustees can follow the Sharia for the burial of all Muslims.
And this about some sunan, and this dhikr.
Zikr
when he entrants, yes,
for the entrance of the cemetery, the dua for the cemetery, and also encouraging people to dress modesty like Islamic dress. To explain to people as to why the Western formula of flowers.
Illegal if he puts any flowers.
Yeah, it's a waste of money. Give it to Sadaqah.
يعني هو يعطيها صدقة أحسن من يضعها على القبر. أحسنت. Because no benefit for the
deceased person, the dead person. You make dua and you give that sadaqah.
بارك الله فيك. Can I see the grave?
The dua for entering the cemetery.
This is dua. Yes. Salaamu alaykum ahl al-diyar min al-mu'minin wa al-muslimin wa inna insha'allahu bikum lahiqun. نسأل الله لنا ولكم العافية. And translate to English.
English.
ما شاء الله.
Peace be upon you, O you of the believers and Muslims dwelling in these abodes. Behold, if Allah wills, we shall meet you. We beseech, O Allah, safety for us and for you.
ما شاء الله. الحمد لله. الحمد لله.
Now, Sheikh, this was a very smelly, narrow stream. We made it into a nice flowing river.
كم حجم كم المساحة؟ This area.
Yeah.
How many meters?
Acres.
21.5 acres.
21.5 acres.
So if we want to pray janazah, Sheikh, we can also pray outside here. We put the put the kafan there.
If anybody not to pray there, you can pray here again. Yeah.
On a nice summer day when there's no rain, we can pray here.
Oh, and this, anyone want to make wudu or drink?
Yeah, this drink is drinking water. Water, yeah. The people have donated money for drinking water.
This for drinking water?
Yes.
It's... It's only for drink.
Yes.
And nobody can make wudu here.
You can make wudu in the building.
There.
Or with the well water. We've also got a well. What do you call a well in Arabic? Which this is water that comes from our well.
Yes. Yes.
For
I
cleaning
know,
shoes.
Know, yes. From the well.
Yeah. For cleaning shoes. And
it's called in Arabic bi'r.
Bi'r.
Yes.
There's a Muslim family who a brother had died. We created an Islamic garden here, which BBC filmed at one time, because in here we have got palm tree, olive tree, fig tree, quince, all the plants in the Quran. Onion.
Subhanallah. It's like what, maybe? Like which tree in the Quran?
Zaytun.
It was zaytun, the quince, the onion. The rose, anything, all the plants that were, and the palm, all were the trees that were mentioned in the Quran were planted in here.
This area you will not use it now?
No.
Because you not need it now?
No.
How many person maybe now? How many grave?
We've got now 6,000 graves.
Oh, in 10 years?
Yes. And
in 12 years?
Yes. A lot of graves. And we are using up our space very fast, very quickly. So we have bought another 30 acres of land.
Brother or the worker here, is they Muslim?
Yes, they are Muslim. They are Albanian and Kosovan Muslims, brothers, and one Iraqi brother. So we've got Kosovans,
Albanian. How many workers?
We've got five permanent workers and one cemetery manager who's also a trustee. So Brother Mehboob Patel, who you met earlier, he's the cemetery manager, but also a trustee of the cemetery. So we are a charitable trust. All the money we make here must go back again into the development of the cemetery. This cemetery for the maintenance, for the planting, and also to buy new land for another cemetery for Muslims.
Anybody want to use a grave here? Does he have to pay money? Or?
Yes.
How
so for the today's price, the current price is £2,100 for an adult person burial.
If he can't pay money, he's poor man.
Then we have got arrangements to help the people who cannot afford to pay. We've got a fund which will give pay for the burial costs.
Barakallahu fikum. The grave is like sunnah.
All the graves are maintained in exactly the same way for uniformity according to our Sharia. So all the tablets, all the grave markers are provided as part of the price of the burial. So the family do not have to pay any more money. After they've paid for the burial, everything gets taken care of. The land, the planks, and the grave marker, and the maintenance.
Okay, brother. If anybody wants to make it up and make it very, very nice when anybody see, it's illegal here.
Correct. We do not.
That's sunnah.
We do not allow it.
That's sunnah. It's haram.
Yes.
If he make it up, it's haram.
And I think it's also haram, Sheikh, if you correct me if I'm wrong, for any Quranic inscription.
Yes, yes, any Quran.
So we do not allow any Quranic inscription on the grave markers. You will find nothing over here which is Quranic inscription.
And no flowers. No,
very few flowers. Some people do bring flowers, but very few.
If they bring it, you take it out?
We take it out after a week, 2 weeks, because people are sensitive. Mm-hmm. So we understand how they are grieving, they are sensitive.
Because it's not sunnah, it's similar un-Muslims.
Yes, correct.
Similar Christians.
So we slowly are encouraging people to not bring flowers and to give the money in sadaqah.
Yes, that's right. Barakallah.
كل لحظة تمر في عمرك دون ذكر الله خسارة. صل نفسك بالله واشكره على نعمه، واعمل ليوم لا زاد لك فيه إلا الذي كنت قبل الموت تجنيه. يقول الله تعالى في محكم تنزيله: الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. فالموت سنة الحياة وهو سبيل الخلود إلى دار البقاء. والموت في الإسلام ليس نهاية المطاف، بل هو انتقال محض من حال إلى حال ومن دار إلى أخرى. فالميت في قبره حي حياة برزخية يتلذذ ويتألم تمهيدا للخلود.
For men, I think.
Yes.
Do you have another area for children?
Yes. We have three sections. According to Sharia, we've got a section for under 17 weeks baby. In the
Assalamu alaikum, brothers. Barakallahu feekum. Barakallahu feekum.
And these are the workers here that I earlier said to, maintaining the graves. So every day, you know, in this weather in England, because it's clay,
the rain sometimes.
The rain, the grave sinks, and we've got to keep backfilling, putting more soil, and keeping the mound.
Because sometimes there's a very strong rain.
Yes, that's right.
They are every day repaired?
Yes. Every day there's some maintenance going on in different sections. And I'll show you the new section where there's very recent graves, and you'll see the clay conditions there. So these are the first section, the A section that we have when we started. And you can see these are well established already. And we used at the time the white Carrara marble for the grave markers. When I take you to the next section, you'll see green granite marble stones, which are better quality, if you like, and more lasting in this weather.
Uh-huh.
So you can see some of the inscriptions, we have to repaint them on here. But when we started, this were all the adult graves, and then on that section ahead of you, any child which is 2 years to 12 years was one section over there, which we've still got. And the rest of this area here were all the adult graves.
Uh-huh.
We've got space here for 9,500 to 10,000 adult graves.
Oh, subhanallah. Subhanallah. What about that black stone?
So that's a new section. Uh-huh. We decided that this white marble was too shining in the sun, so it's better to have the green granite stone there.
Uh-huh.
So that was section the B section, after this section was finished.
Uh-huh. You put only water here?
Yes.
Only water?
Only water. Natural water and the backfill that we buy from... All the trees that you see here, Sheikh, are planted by here. Because, again, according to what my understanding of the Sharia is good to plant the trees. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved trees. And we planted many trees here. And a lot of money has gone into planting and landscaping, making all these trees. So we have rows and rows of trees. And when all blossoms, mashallah.
Yes, look. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he put the trees for the grape.
Yeah.
But it's just for him. Because the mutawaffad, you know, mutawaffad when he died, he no benefit with these trees if we put it. But if Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put it, there is benefit.
All right. Yes. Mashallah. But on the grave itself. So what we do is we encourage people that on that hadith to say, look, what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did is what you've just explained. But the rest of it is just for the, according to the planning conditions of the United Kingdom, they say you've got to plant, and don't make it look, you've got to plant some trees and cover.
You know, SubhanAllah. Can I go there?
Yes. These are the young children's graves.
Uh-huh.
And these are from 2 years old to 12 years.
Yes.
Children's graves.
Yes.
And like I said to you earlier on, Sheikh, is that the first funeral in November 2002 was of a child here in this section.
SubhanAllah. I think the first in this Simart is, I think, from Iraq?
Yes. Or, indeed. MashaAllah.
Girl from Iraq. SubhanAllah. This that the family put it?
Yes. So sometimes the kids...
But he don't know about it.
No. That's right. So we slowly we have to explain.
Can I take it out?
Yeah, you can take it out and put it on the side. And
because it's not sunnah.
You can put it on the side and...
And this, brother, it's not sunnah.
No. So what we do, Sheikh, is we take all of this here. The workers take it every week.
Mm.
We put it away in the office. The family come. They take it and put it back sometimes.
Oh, SubhanAllah. Put it,
put it back. It's a slow process. We have to teach slowly.
Yes, but the Sheikh, this not sunnah for.
No.
Wallahi, not sunnah. If he give it the money for mosque or more. Something like this, that's better.
That's better and more benefit.
Yes. La ilaha illallah. You put it in the store?
Yes, we'll just leave it on the side, and the workers will take it and put it back in the store, mashallah.
They will take it?
They'll take it from here, mashallah. Jazakallah khair.
Barakallahu bika, Shaykh. And this sunnah, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not put anything above that.
That's right.
Great, yes. And so this area for...
This is still for the children's graves to go to that section there, so there's still some more space here. And then we started with the adult graves. So I'll just take you up there and show you the adult graves, the next section.
Qibla like this?
Yes.
Allahumma shafi'hum fi waradihim ya Rabbil alamin. اللهم شفعهم في ولديهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اخلف على ولديهم خيرا يا حي يا قيوم اللهم اخلف على ولديهم خيرا يا حي يا قيوم وإنما اجعلهم طيرا في الجنة يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم اللهم اخلف على ولديهم خيرا يا رب العالمين وصبرهم على فراقهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلهم يسبقونهم إلى الجنات وإلى المغفرة والرحمات يا رب العالمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل وسلم على رسول الله وعلى صحبه اجمعين. Maybe brother, this area will enough inshallah for how many years in future?
Only for another 6 years, unfortunately.
Oh, subhanallah.
Only for 6 years. We thought, when we first bought this land, we thought it'll last for maybe 30 years. But no, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's all right. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people are using it. You know, and by having this dedicated Muslim cemetery, there are fewer people who are sending their bodies back home to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. By starting this year and making it look like this, now people are saying, no, let's bury here, which is the sunnah.
Yes, sunnah.
And by opening our cemetery and opening it for 7 days a week, 365 days a year, we are enabling the Muslim community to follow the Sharia and to bury, as according to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, hasten to your graves. That was the saying of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's what we try and follow, and say, look, if you can get all the paperwork, the green form for disposal certificate done, we help people get it done, and we do the burial on the same day. So any day in the year, we are open for burial. Now, in England, if you go to a council cemetery, they only take maybe 2 appointments a day.
Oh.
Only.
Subhanallah.
So, if you...
every appointment only maybe one hour or 2 hours?
No, and then they don't take, and then they leave you for 3 days. They say, no, come back on Wednesday.
Oh.
So, if there's so there's no timing. So, now this is why we needed a Muslim cemetery, to cater for our needs according to our Sharia. To say that we need our burials on the same day.
يقول أحمد بن مسكوي إنه لو لم يمت أسلافنا وآباؤنا لم ينتهي الوجود إلينا، ولو جاز أن يبقى الإنسان لبقي من تقدم منا، ولو بقي الناس على ما هم عليه من التناسل ولم يموتوا لما وسعتهم الأرض. انظر، تدبر، فإن هذا الحجر يحكي قصص عقود وقرون. هنا يفارق الخل خليله، ويترك المرء أهله، وتحلق الروح في عالم برزخي لتعلم حقائق أخرى وتطلع على ما عجزت عن علمه قبل ذلك. هذا اقتنى بيتا، وهذا شيد قصرا، وهذا آخر يبني لهما دارا في الآخرة دون علمهما. قبورنا تبنى، ونحن ما تبنى. يا ليتنا تبنى من قبل أن تبنى.
اصطفى الله نبيا على خطاه.